Hi, this is Dave Gage of harmonicalessons.com. I'm going to give you some examples of the difference between diatonic and chromatic harmonica. Hopefully you've already read this page in the general overview section on the website. The chromatic harmonica has a button on the right side, which when you press it in, it takes whatever note you're playing and plays it up one half step. This gives you a chromatic scale, which is like having all the white keys and black keys on the piano. The diatonic gives you a diatonic seven-note scale, like the major scale, do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. And to achieve some of the missing notes, you can bend. And the bending is what really distinguishes that harmonica from the chromatic harmonica, is the bendability of it. The chromatic is just designed in a different way, and it doesn't bend as much. For instance, on a diatonic harmonica, here is a C diatonic, and I'm going to go to the whole four draw, which is D, and bend it, and it bends half step, actually even a little half step plus. Okay, the chromatic harmonica, if I go to five draw and try and bend it, It bends a little bit, but it just doesn't bend as much as the diatonic does. Give you maybe a clearer example. Here is a blues scale. I'll play the same notes on the diatonic. Again, it's a standard diatonic in the key of C. Starting on two draw, it sounds like. I could fancy it up a bit, but I'm just trying to keep it really simple and clean. Here's the same thing on a chromatic, C chromatic in the key of G, being played in the key of G or G blues scale. Okay, so you can hear that there's a difference. I'm a big fan of both. I think they're both great instruments. Let me give you another example. If I take the diatonic, the C diatonic, and play it in second position, play a little bit of O Susanna. One, two, three, etc. If I play the same thing on the chromatic, it's not quite as bluesy and as funky because you're not bending to get some of those notes. It sounds like a one, two, three. So, in conclusion, the diatonic is mostly used when you want a funkier, bluesy, rock, country kind of sound. The chromatic is good if you need specific notes. You're playing jazz, classical music, something where maybe you're reading music or playing more sophisticated melodies. Some of the more sophisticated melodies can be done on the diatonic, but it gets much more complex and much more difficult to do. So.